AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Trump, at a political rally in Iowa, launched an attack on the judge overseeing the trial of his company and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump likening the judge to a radical leftist for his plan to appoint an independent monitor to oversee Trump's business, quote, to ensure there's no further fraud.
A radical left lunatic judge in New York City who is totally controlled by my worst enemies in the Democrat Party.
James is calling for a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump from doing business in the state.
A process of property confiscation that is akin to Venezuela, Cuba, or the old Soviet Union.
The judge's order includes the Trump Organization must grant the monitor access to its financial statements and a full and accurate description of the company's structure. 30-day notices must also be given on any plans to restructure, refinance, or the sale of assets. Federal prosecutors rest their case against Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes and four of his top associates. They're charged with seditious conspiracy for their role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Prosecutors presented 5 weeks of testimony, videos, and text messages they say prove the right-wing militia group headed by Rhodes was behind a plot to stop the transfer of presidential power. Rhodes' attorney says he will testify in his own defense centered around the former president. In doing so, Rhodes will open himself up to aggressive questioning on cross-examination by prosecutors. President Biden, at a campaign rally for Democrats in Albuquerque, New Mexico, warned of Republican plans should they win the House.
And I'll protect your Social Security. We'll protect Medicare. Protect you. Headline New York Times. Right, flying out here. Headline. GOP signals plan to shrink Social Security. They're saying it out loud.
This is AP News. NBA's Brooklyn Nets have suspended Kyrie Irving at least 5 days without pay over an offensive Twitter post. Norman Hall has more.
The Nets suspended Kyrie Irving for what the club calls his repeated failure to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. The team also says Irving is currently unfit to be associated with the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets said they made multiple attempts in recent days to help Irving understand the harm and danger of his words and actions. But it was clear during the point guard's interview after practice Thursday that little had changed. Irving said that he meant no harm by posting a link to the documentary Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. He said he can't be anti-Semitic where he comes from.
General Mills and Audi are the latest big advertisers to pause ads on Twitter as questions continue to swirl about how the social media platform will operate under new owner Elon Musk. Advertisers are concerned about whether staying on Twitter might tarnish their brands. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.